And I went home to my wife, the 1,000-mile drive home, 18 hours after 4 days of crying my eyes out uncontrollably. 11:30 at night, my wife met me at the door in her demon outfit. You know, I'd come up here on faith. I mean, my Visa card, and like some of you. And all the bills were in, and we didn't have any money, and all this problems going. And as soon as I walked in the door, she took it out on me. And usually, well, that just gave me a reason to just take it out on her. And finally got her to go to bed, and we'll talk about it in the morning. We got the children off to school, and she picks up where she's left off. And this time, let's just pray. I don't want to pray. I want God to give me answers. Now, let's just pray. So she argued, I prayed. She argued, I prayed. She argued, I prayed. This went on for about an hour. It was really comical, you know. And finally, she got the signal, and she got mad, and she just sat on there and crossed her arms on the couch, and she just sat here and waited on me to talk. And all I do is just, Father, just show her your love. And I just come to that little girl who lived so many nights in hospitals, who lived in poverty because of the sickness and illnesses of her parents. Come to that little girl who never knew how to trust you. But so disappointed in you, and she finally began to cry uncontrollably. And for the next 3 hours, I just lay there soaking her in the Father's love, and God took her back and healed her of the fears and insecurities of a little girl. Healed her of the fear of never having enough finances. Healed her of the fear of sickness and disease. Set my wife free. First time I was able to minister to her. And from that day forward, intimacy and love became the most natural thing between my wife and I. A need met brings healing, but growth and maturity in all of your relationships.